This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour. It is the DJV show. Doug Steffen is out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGinn at our controls in Washington, D.C., our lone brave man to hang out with the ladies today. And
he loves it.
He loves it, doesn't he? I know. He thrives. He's thriving. He's living his best life, as they say. Well, of
it's
course.
It's what I live for.
It's what you live for, exactly. He loves to wake up at 3 a.m. just for this, to hang out. Well, there is lots to talk about, obviously, with Ukraine and Russia, but there are other stories that are out there percolating, ladies. And I thought it was interesting and worth a conversation about to have about Gabby Petito and her parents suing Brian Laundrie. If you don't remember, Gabby Petito was the woman who, young woman who went missing. No one could find her. And then a few days later, they were able to find her body. Brian Laundrie went on the run. He was her boyfriend. They had gone on this weird cross-country trip. They were both kind of environmentalists, I guess, and that was their take. Brian Laundrie's parents seemed to know more than they were letting on, and now Gabby Petito's parents have filed a lawsuit. Victoria, what's going on with that?
This is so horrible, right? I mean, we all kind of, when we were following this story, we all kind of, at least here on the show, were a bit suspicious of Brian Laundrie's family, and this lawsuit kind of doubles down on that. So Gabby's parents have sued the Laundries, saying that when they were trying to communicate with them and asking where their daughter had been, where she was, and if she was dead, where her, you know, remains might be, and essentially what Brian Laundrie's parents did was they blocked her mother on so that she couldn't call them on her cell.
Wow.
She blocked them on Facebook. So there was no way for Gabby's parents to reach out and contact them and reach them in any way. They refused to communicate. Now, these are parents who, you know, yes, they're Brian's parents, but Gabby lived with them. This was their son's fiance. This was their future daughter-in-law, and she lived in the house with them. This level, I don't know, it just makes me think that this is just really, I mean, this is really messed up on, like, a lot of levels, obviously. And they said, according to the lawsuit, that Brian's parents knew that he had murdered her, that he told her, that he told his parents the day after that what had happened to Gabby. Also in this lawsuit, we knew that she had died by strangulation, but in the lawsuit, they also alleged that she had blunt force trauma on her head and face, and so in her head and neck, and so there was, and manual strangulation was the cause of her death. So it seems like he beat her up pretty well and choked her to death, and then told his parents that he killed her and that he left her body there in the middle of nowhere. And then the parents, apparently, according to this lawsuit, the parents were trying to help him get out of the country.
Yeah.
So when everyone was suspicious of them, and remember the people picketing on their front lawn, you know, with signs, where's Gabby? Gabby's life matters. Like, where is she? They were trying to get their loser son out of the country. Like, what kind of, forget about being a parent, like, what kind of human being does that? How are they not brought up on criminal charges? That's what I want to know.
I think that's how you realize that they were really involved with all this, because when you are a parent and you have another desperate parent calling you saying, I need help from my,
where's
from
the
my child,
right?
You would have empathy to provide that service, right, or do what you can or figure out if there's anything.
And again, this wasn't a girl that they didn't know. Like, this was a girl who was living in their house, like a daughter-in-law. It just, I don't know. I really do wonder, though, and I think that we should stay on top of this story. Like, why are there not criminal charges, criminal negligence? If the kid who shot up the school in, I forget what state now that was in.
Michigan.
So if his parents are now going to stand trial as accessories, how are the Laundries not accessories to covering up a murder?
Yeah, I think I'm interested to know your thoughts on this, Jay, too, because these parents were misleading all the way. Remember, there was like, they thought that it was the mother, but it was actually Brian who was leaving, and they parked the car in front of the place where he disappeared ultimately. Jay, what do you think about all this? As a mom, if, God forbid, something happened to Mac, you would go to other parents and say, hey, help me out here. You don't get that help. I mean, I'm surprised these people are still walking on the planet.
Yeah, and think about when Brian Laundrie first returned from the trip. If he, even if he didn't say immediately what had happened and confessed anything to his parents, being his parents, they should have known something was wrong. And like you guys said, Gabby lived with them. There would have been a conversation of, well, where is she? What's wrong? Clearly, you know when something's not right with your child, whether you want to progress that conversation or not is up to your own family, but you know when there's something not right going on. So they're definitely accessories. I don't know how they wouldn't be accessories.
How are they skating?
I was like hiding up. Yeah, they help cover up the fact that this woman was dead by the hands of their own son. And like you said too, Victoria and Jen, when you're dealing with another parent who has lost their child, they're trying to find their child, what part of you, unless you are a complete psychopath, are you not like, I need to help you find that piece of your heart too?
Well, you know what? They raised a psychopath, so maybe there's something there genetically. But, I mean, it just feels like this is the coldest response. They never even said, our hearts break for Gabby Petito's family.
They shut out their own daughter.
They did.
Oh, their own daughter.
That's right. Their own daughter wanted to get some answers. They shut her out. She did a bunch of interviews, and she said, look, my parents won't even talk to me. So clearly, Brian must have been the golden boy because they were protecting him to the nth degree. And it's just the fact that they got a lawyer involved immediately. Remember this, the lawyer became the family spokesperson, like, immediately. They didn't even reach out. There wasn't even a joint press conference where the two families were together. It's the whole thing from the beginning felt extremely cold, like psycho, actually. It really felt like there was something really missing. You know, this goes beyond Brad Pitt missing his sensitivity chip. This is like really, I mean, this was just really cold and calculated. And I just hope for Gabby's family. I think that they'll probably win this civil lawsuit. There's a lot of evidence against the Laundries, but I really do hope that there are criminal charges that come from this. It's just where's the justice?
You think that it's even a possibility? I mean, it seems like case closed once they found Brian's body and they found his admission that he killed Gabby in that notebook. But it makes you wonder if criminal charges are going to be possible. Civil charges are a lot easier to prove, so it would be not beyond the realm of possibility that they could be guilty of civil charges and not ever see criminal. But we'll see. We'll continue to follow this story. It's certainly an interesting one. I know it captured the hearts of the whole country, again, with what was going on and where she was and where he was after that. Yeah. All right, as we continue, Jussie Smollett also making news. He had a wild day in court last week, and now his brother says that he's in the psych ward. We've got the story for you as DJV Show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show. That stands for Doug, Jen, Victoria. Dougie is out. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. We shared the J in the center of everything. And another J that we can add to the mix is Jussie Smollett. Last week when he was sentenced, and it was very odd, the judge really just gave him like a public lashing, basically, and I'm not using any racial connotations here. He literally called him a charlatan and said that he should be ashamed of himself for putting the justice system to use into playing with people's emotions and hearts for staging this attack on himself so that he could gain favor either with his bosses or with the public. As he was leaving the courtroom, he screamed out, "I'm not suicidal. If I die in jail, I'm not suicidal," likening himself to Jeffrey Epstein or trying to indicate that whoever wanted to kill him the first time is still out there and in prison wanting to kill him. Well, his brother over the weekend put out an Instagram post that the actor was being held in a psych ward in jail. And it said that, I guess his account, which is being run by his family, shared the assertion that he was being held in the psych ward. They said, "So Jussie is currently in psych ward at Cook County Jail. What's very concerning is there was a note attached to his paperwork today and put on the front of his jail cell saying that he's at risk to self-harm." He said his brother is at no risk of causing harm to himself. He's very stable. He's very strong. He's very healthy, ready to take on the challenge that's been put up against him. But I can't blame the Cook County Sheriff, because we already know, ladies, that Jussie Smollett is very capable of hurting himself. That's how we got into this mess to begin with.
Right.
And if he's screaming out, "I'm not suicidal, and if I die in prison, it's someone else's fault," would he be setting him? Is he crazy enough to make himself a martyr? And then are the jail officials like, "Oh, God, we can't afford to lose this one," or it's going to be a whole new drama?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, and we were just saying behind the scenes, like the Jeffrey Epstein connection that his lawyer made at the after Jussie Smollett was taken away from the courtroom. His lawyer held a little press conference, you know, outside the door, and basically tried to liken Jussie to Jeffrey Epstein. And I understand making that correlation where you're saying, well, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was in supposedly in protective custody and was supposed to be checked on every 15 minutes and then, you know, ended up dead, and most people believe that he did not kill himself. However, Jussie Smollett to say, "Oh, I'm just like Jeffrey Epstein." No, you're not. Jeffrey Epstein had a black book on the most powerful men on the planet. And a lot of people wanted Jeffrey Epstein silenced and dead. Who really cares about Jussie Smollett? I don't know anyone who would even care enough to try to orchestrate some sort of harm. And I think you're right, Jen. He is well within the capability of harming himself and trying to blame others. Hello, that's why he's in jail right now anyway.
Yeah, he already hired people to beat him up.
Yeah.
So
it's what I'm.
It's kind of a mess.
It really is.
You know, and I can't blame. Look, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about the jails, because I think a lot of times they get it wrong. But in this case, you can't blame them for trying to cover their own rear ends in this,
right?
Because if he does hurt himself, if he is in general population, and prisons are one of those places where they are lacking enough workers, they don't have that population that they used to have, where there would be a certain number of police officers or sheriff's deputies to the number of prisoners. There's been a huge shortage because of COVID and other things. If you don't have that ratio and you don't have constant eyes on him, I can see why they would be a little bit afraid. Like, you don't want to give him too much time in the rec room to start collecting things that he could use to hurt himself to try to blame this conspiracy that he's created.
Absolutely, yep.
Pretty interesting. All right. All of that, Jussie Smollett, Gabby Petito, some updates on some of those cases. We'll keep you posted on both of them. It's the ladies in for Doug Steffen today at the DJB Show, 20 minutes past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So, fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton. Call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we are in. And Jay handles all of the juice that is trending on social media and your interactions, too. Make sure you follow us at DJV show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You name it, we're there, and we're even polling about daylight savings time as we all are in recovery after the big time shift this past Sunday. But, Jay, let's start back with some football news. We know Tom Brady's back in football. Patrick Mahomes, however, the quarterback from Kansas City, also had a big day on social media this past weekend.
Yeah, he did. He married his longtime love, Brittany Matthews, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, in case you didn't know. They've been high school sweethearts. Their relationship started when they were sophomores in high school. They got engaged, shortly after he won the Super Bowl, on Brittany's 25th birthday in September 2020, and they got married on Maui.
Sounds very sweet. Yeah, I saw the pictures. It looked really nice. A Hawaiian wedding, who doesn't love that?
Oh, and that sunset, absolutely gorgeous.
I like it, but, you know, you have to be okay with schvitzing a little bit. My cousin got married in Maui. One of my best friends got married in Maui, and it's gorgeous. But, yeah, you got to be okay with the humidity.
But I feel like it's a different humidity. It's not like Florida where you're just, like, dripping.
California girl who can't handle. Californians, like, just lose their minds at the thought of humidity.
It's so funny.
It is pretty awful.
Rolling over you. It's just my hair doesn't know what to do. My makeup doesn't know what to do. Like, I would need a fan. I would need, like, a fanboy.
Moment when you're like, I just walked out of the house. Am I sweating? Yeah. Or is this condensation in the air?
Right.
What is happening?
Oh, how beautiful. It's my wedding day. Look at my lip sweat. It looks like a mustache. Can't handle it. My tan is melting. All right. So, but it is lovely. All kidding aside. All right. Hailey Bieber. This story was a crazy one. So, Hailey Bieber, who is the daughter of Stephen Baldwin and the wife of Justin Bieber, had a blood clot and thought she was having a stroke. This is really scary stuff. She's a young woman.
Yeah, she is really young. She was sitting at breakfast with her husband, Justin Bieber, and all of a sudden started experiencing stroke-like symptoms. Goes to the hospital, finds that she had a small blood clot in her brain. It was causing a small lack of oxygen, but her body was able to pass it on its own, and she completely recovered within a few hours.
Crazy. Which is
how
lucky.
How scary is that?
Now, I had read that this was COVID-related. Did she have COVID? I didn't know. I don't know if
it hasn't come out that she had it, but Justin Bieber had it a couple weeks ago. So initially, doctors thought that maybe this could be related to something that she had, or maybe it was COVID related. But yeah, it didn't. It's not really confirmed if it's COVID related or not.
But how scary! She said she was paralyzed. I mean, she couldn't.
Yeah, she just lost like the one side of her body. All of a sudden, she couldn't do anything about it.
That must just be terrifying. You're just sitting at breakfast with your husband in Palm Springs. They were on vacation, and then half her body doesn't work. It just, it's terrifying. But I'm really happy. I like her. I think she's so cute.
I know. She's
adorable.
Wait,
what? Sweat mustache?
I said my sweat mustache is back. That scares the life out of me to think about something like that. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to blood clots or aneurysms, all of that, just anything in the brain that it's you don't think to go and get certain things like this checked out because insurance isn't going to cover it, just being curious about what's happening in your brain.
Well, and it's really hard. They happen fast, and you can get a body scan, and 2 weeks later something happens. You just don't know. And just a little countdown extra here for our trending, President Obama tested positive for COVID over the weekend as well. All right, so that is trending. Jay, thank you so much. DJV show on all the social media platforms.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
U.S. officials are reporting Russia asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. Monday, a meeting in Rome, Italy, between top aides for the United States and Chinese governments will take place and could shed more light on China's support for Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, one of the participants, said over the weekend the Chinese would face consequences if it helped Moscow evade sweeping sanctions. Yuri Kamelchuk is a member of Ukraine's parliament. He was on News X Monday morning.
So we are still waiting for the date that Russian President Putin will join for the proposition of President Zelensky to start the negotiation for peace in Ukraine.
Americans overwhelmingly support the White House proposed ban on Russian oil, though they remain very critical of President Biden's handling of the economy and inflation, according to an ABC News poll. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The mayor of Mount Pleasant, New Jersey, Paul Kanitra, just returned from the Polish-Ukraine border and describes on Fox News the humanitarian crisis caused by the Russian war.
Ukraine had the largest number of orphans percentage-wise by population in Europe before this crisis happened, and now with thousands of civilians dead and being targeted, that has only been exacerbated. And a lot of them have no place to go. Krakow and Warsaw are already saying that they're filled up in terms of refugees. So finding places to put them and to resettle them and to start their lives is going to be a very big challenge. Everybody thinks, you know, shipping goods over there is probably the best thing. That's what comes first to mind. But it's difficult. I mean, there's just piles of supplies on the ground and very little organization. Donating to some vetted groups is really important. That's why we're going to be doing some charity efforts back here in the States. Caritas helps with the orphans. Caritas.pl is one website. And World Central Kitchen is run by Jose Andres, who's a celebrity chef. And they were giving out hot meals. We were doing that literally at the border. And they have all 8 border crossings helping people get some warm food right in their hands when they come across.
Iran claimed responsibility Sunday for a missile barrage that struck near the U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. The Iranians say it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed 2 members of its Revolutionary Guard earlier in the week. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory announced after nearly a year of operations, NASA's Integrity Mars helicopter is still as good as new. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jeff, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us, 34 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is off today, but the ladies, we are here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner is here. And Phil McGinn, our lone brave man, holding down the fort. He says he lives for it. We believe him. But, you know, there's been a lot of, and there's no way to get around talking about Ukraine and the war that's going on right now, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We shouldn't even want to get around it. But there are some strange things that are happening around the world that are catching some attention. So
A restaurant in France has reportedly received threats over one of its signature dishes. Poutine is like a French fry dish, and Jay, you've had it. It's got gravy and cheese on it. Is that right?
Yeah, gravy, cheese, egg. It's really delicious. It sounds horrendous and gross, but it's so good.
I've never had it, but I always think of it as sort of like the official dish of Canada. Because like that's
right. Canadian. I didn't even. Too, yeah.
Yeah, it's like really huge in Canada, but I did not know that French restaurants also carry it.
Yep, it originated in Canada. It's made of French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. It's the curds that it's the curds for me that make it a little, you know.
I don't even know what a cheese curd is. So,
Phil, would you like to join us about the
like
cheese
curds? It's like little clumps of cheese.
Is it good, though? Isn't it like the offshoot? Isn't it like the jump that doesn't make it on the block?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like the
I would like that.
Okay.
It's like the stuff that jumps
it's the probiotic.
From the block.
Right.
Ooh, okay. So this restaurant is getting threats?
Yeah, so this restaurant, it has locations in Paris and in Toulouse. They posted a statement on social media last week saying that they've received calls of insults. I think that in French that means death threats. And even threats over the name of poutine. And now, I guess a lot of people think that it has a connection to Vladimir Putin, which it does not. Poutine is no related. Is in no relation to Vladimir Putin. But in its statement,
isn't it P-O-U? Isn't it?
It's not even spelled the same.
Spelled totally different. But this is very reminiscent of when the coronavirus, COVID, was making its start, and everybody was like, "Don't drink Corona beer anymore."
I thought that was like one dumb person who made a post about it on social media.
No, it was a couple dumb people.
Jeez.
So it was a thing. It went on to explain that this dish was born in Quebec in the 1950s, and the stories to tell its origin are numerous. But one thing is certain, the poutine was created by passionate cooks who wanted to bring joy and comfort to their customers, not a murderous dictator. So there you have it. Seems that you don't have to worry about there being a connection, and you can enjoy your French fries, gravy, and cheese curds. Now, one of the other things that caught my attention just in going through the headlines today, full disclosure and full honesty. And Victoria, we'll start with you. And then Jay, how often do you take pain relievers like ibuprofen or Tylenol or maybe worse?
I used to, when I was, I was an athlete for a really long time, and so injuries would always kind of go hand in hand with Advil. And then I never really took Tylenol, but Advil, I took too much of it probably for a long time. And turns out when I actually herniated a disc in my back and I had to go in and they do the epidural, turns out if you have a lot of Advil in your system or if you've taken it for a long time, that there's some sort of correlation that makes you immune to Novocaine. And so I found that out the hard way with a giant needle in my spine that
Ouch.
All the Advil I had taken had pretty much made me immune to Novocaine. And so as they tried to numb me up for that procedure, and once they start, you know, it's a needle in your back. You can't move. You could be paralyzed. So, yeah, I learned the hard way that Advil had been too much a part of my life. And so I have cut way, way back. Like, I barely take one. I mean, maybe if I'm having, like, an issue, I'll take, one Advil. I cut the dose in half. And that's maybe twice a year now. Like, I'm really diligent about it. Yeah, I had to cut way back.
What about you, Jay? How often do you take pain relievers?
Not really at all. The over-the-counter stuff, typically never. Like you, Victoria, I dealt with a lot of sports injuries, so I was taking a lot of stuff when I was younger.
Yeah.
Now I don't like it. And then the prescribed pain relievers, they make me so sick. So, yeah, I have to be in a lot of pain, and then even my husband has to kind of coerce me to take Advil.
Well, you guys are outside the norm. I don't take it a lot either. Maybe, I don't know, I'd say maybe I take an Advil or a Tylenol, like a dose of it maybe once a month, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't take too much of it, thankfully. But I know my mom does. My mom loves her Tylenol and her Advil, but she's been having a lot of back problems, so she's been upping her doses. There's a study that's out that says that 1 in 3 Americans take over-the-counter pain medication every single day.
Ooh.
They polled 2,000 adults, and 20% reported taking over-the-counter pain meds like or Advil once a day, and 12% take it a few times a day. Now,
respondents seemed more interested in avoiding pain altogether. 57% said that they like to use a preventative approach. That's always a good idea. Compared to 15% who tend to react to pain after it's already started. So I guess preventatively, there are a lot of people who are just taking aspirin or Tylenol before they even think they're going to have pain, which seems, I don't think I've ever done that. I always wait until there's like something where you, before you even crack open the bottle. But over-the-counter medication proved to be the most popular form of preventative action. 42% said that they used it to prevent pain, followed closely by foam rollers and back wheels. 39% used that. Do you guys have foam rollers to relieve your hip pain or back pain?
I have one that's been sitting in my closet for years.
Me too.
But I've never actually used it.
It looks daunting. Hurts.
I know.
I got rid of mine because I didn't like it. It kind of hurt.
Yeah. The idea of it sounds really good. I don't know if I do it right. And I don't know, the whole thing, you're rolling around.
It does hurt, though. You're right, Jay. My sister-in-law is a big proponent of the soft foam roller. She uses that for all kinds of stuff, and she's very active and does all kinds of dance stuff. And so she told me, she's like, oh, you shouldn't have gotten the hard one because that's not really that good for you. And I said, well, it's really uncomfortable. I thought it would help with my hamstrings, and I thought it would help with my lower back pain, and it just was kind of more painful than anything. So it became decoration in the closet. I can pull it out right now and send a picture because it's still right behind me in the closet.
I've got one I'm actually looking at in my office. It's pretty funny. It's not really been out. I think I tried it one time. I went, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll get to that later, and it's still sitting there.
But so, it's a lot healthier than popping Advil or
pills,
Tylenol
right.
every day.
If it works for you, especially. I have one of those, I don't even know what to call them, but those thumper guns now, like the Theraguns that
I've seen the Kardashians shooting each other in the leg with those things.
I'm a big fan of those. But one of the things I just learned, and learned it actually because of my mom's back issue, she's been going through physical therapy, and one of the things that they do is instead of just putting it on your muscle and just letting it kind of pound away, if you can get yourself into a stretch and then use those guns, it loosens up the muscle. So it's kind of better to stretch the muscle and thump as you're doing it rather than just thumping a cold muscle. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Sure, there's a better way to phrase that. So in the case of reactive methods, respondents said that they were more likely to mention rest, 42% over over-the-counter medication at 34%. And then those other tools we talked about at 37%. So interesting. They say that this poll explored the way in which pain inhibits Americans from performing everyday activity. They say the average respondent spends 3 days a week feeling limited by pain. That's pretty sad.
Wow.
Half said that they are affected by pain at work, and 2 in 5 said that it impacted their ability to do social activities. So a lot of people with pain out there. Pretty interesting. Poor posture is one of the contributing factors. Sedentary lifestyle.
That's my problem.
Bad, and poor sleeping habits.
Yeah, well, sleeping is not great either for me, but I have to definitely work. Have you guys heard of a neck cloud? Have you seen that thing? It's like
device that you put on the back of your ear?
Yeah, you lay down, and then it's basically like a traction stretch for your neck. And it supposedly helps
like
with
it's plastic,
posture
right?
and stuff.
Hard plastic.
Yeah, it's like it's a hard foam really, and it's sort of like it looks like a big curvature. So you're only supposed to do it for like 5 minutes a day. I just got mine over the weekend, so I'm gonna try that out and see if that's because I'm constantly looking at my phone or looking at the computer screen, and so everybody has tech neck, right? It's a horrible thing. Chiropractors are seeing it all the time. Kids are developing it. Everyone's just going to be, we're going to like end up, you know, those old drawings of the Homo sapiens where they started with
all hunchback.
Head, like, yeah. Everyone's hunchback staring at the ground. That's like what we are
forward.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like what we all look like now.
I saw this one device. It's almost like a plastic rectangle, and you put it kind of the upper part between your shoulder blades, and whenever you start to slouch, it vibrates to let you know that you
have to put your shoulders back again. Yeah.
So what do you use? This is a good question, I think, non-news related, but what do you use to get yourself out of pain? Everybody's got something. For me, it's my neck and shoulders and my hip. I think, ladies, it sounds like you've got neck and shoulder issues as well. So what do you do if you're having that pain? How do you get out of it? Do you use the over-the-counter medication? Do you have a device that you use? Do you just ignore it?
Sleep? Yeah, I ignore it until I just go to sleep and become unconscious.
Yeah, I just try to stretch as much as I can. Then I lure my husband into giving me a terrible massage. He's the worst. And then I swear he doesn't even want to try. I'm like, you know, you offer to, you know, to give a neck massage or a shoulder massage, and then you're just terrible at it. So I don't know why he offers. But that, I mean, I'm a big fan of massages. I think that can really make a huge difference, especially I dealt with a lot of neck pain for a long time. And so much so that behind the scenes here on the show 2 years ago, right before COVID, I was complaining to Jen, you'll probably remember this. I was like, yeah, it's really weird. Every time I swallow, like down at the very base of my throat, that like where it meets my clavicle, like it felt like there was a giant lump that I was like trying to swallow
so
over.
Weird, right.
And I went for an ultrasound. I went to 3 different doctors. I went to the ENT, and finally he was like, no, he goes, you have a muscle that is so tight that it's literally constricting your throat from swallowing properly. Like that's how bad my neck was. And I ended up at the orthopedic doctor, and then he, you know, sent me on to do physical therapy and stuff. Neck pain is miserable. I mean, all pain is miserable, but neck pain especially, when you can't really turn your head properly and everything is just constricted, it's I'm hoping that the neck cloud thing will help alleviate some of that.
I'm looking at it right now. I might have to try one too. You'll have to give
I'll
me
report
that
back.
You'll be my influencer. All right. So what do you use to get yourself out of pain? You can let us know at DJV Show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's the DJV Show at 46 minutes past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, hi. 48 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show. Dougie is out today. Jennifer Horn here. Victoria Keelan right there. Jay Kirshner is here as well. And maybe the stupidest headline that I have seen, and I've seen a lot of them already this morning, comes from The Atlantic. The Atlantic ran a piece over the weekend with this gem. Nuclear war could harm the climate. You think?
You think? Oh, my God. Who got paid to come up with that headline?
The real brainiac over at The Atlantic speculating about the damage of a nuclear attack on the climate.
Thanks, yeah, Captain, you know, Obvious.
Absolutely. That was the headline, and they said nuclear war would kill tens of millions of people and would probably be bad for the land as well. Thank you, folks over at The Atlantic. It's the DJV Show, 49 minutes past the hour.
Nice.
struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You hear the theme song and you know what time it is. It's time for Tom Kreitler to join us on the DJV show. It's 53 past the hour. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Doug is out today. But we have our favorite home improvement guru, Tom Kreitler of The Money Pit. You can check out his podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. You can get it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And it is chock full of amazing info. And so, Tom, today we're going to talk about something that Jay is actually, this is really super relevant to her. Spring real estate market.
Yes.
Now, you say it's heating up, right? Buyers are eager to upgrade to a new home. Prices seem to still be going up. There's a the market is short on inventory from everything that I keep reading. But according to what new buyers are looking for, some of the criteria has changed. So what are buyers actually looking for right now?
Yeah, the focus has changed, and I think a lot of this is pandemic influence. But, for example, one of the most popular things they're looking for is a spruced-up laundry room. Now, you would think, you know, kitchens, bathrooms, okay, but they want spruced-up laundry rooms really for two reasons. They want we're more focused on cleanliness now, so we're doing more laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, we want the space to be as beautiful as the rest of the house. We don't want this to be sort of the the last room to be thought about.
Or down in the basement, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, how we kind of all grew up with at the laundry machines, you know, down in the basement, hidden away, and it was kind of something, you know, I always think of, like, Kevin McAllister being afraid to do laundry in the basement at Home Alone. That's sort of like the laundry rooms now. And do you think that, and I watch a lot of home improvement type shows and renovation shows because I'm not even a homeowner, but I think they're really fun to watch. And there is a real focus on what the laundry rooms look like.
Exactly.
And it's really like high tech and tiled and cabinetry. And it just, yep. I wonder if that's why people are now out shopping for the real life version of what they see on TV.
Well, you know, possibly, but I mean, really, just from a practical standpoint, it's just so much nicer for a space that you really do spend quite a bit of time on to have it look good. And also, you mentioned the basement laundry room, yeah. Today, we want to have those laundry rooms up at the same level where we're generating all those dirty clothes. So wherever the bedrooms are, you know, that's where you want the laundry to be. How about this, an upgraded in-law suite? A guest house, a mother-daughter space. Mm. That's a big feature that buyers want right now. They always want the flexibility of having to bring the older relatives in with them.
Well, boomers space are getting
babysitter
older.
Help, yeah.
Right.
Babysitter help, sure.
Babysitter help. Boomers are getting older. You don't want boomers climbing stairs, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that all makes sense, yeah.
Yep.
What else are people looking for?
And along the same lines, separation of space. You know, open floor plans have been popular for over a decade, but no more. People need their private space because they need to find spaces where they can separate the at-home time from the work time. They want room for where different environments don't feel like they're just stuck inside. So a little less on the open space in terms of that design. And they also want space for home gym because we're not going to the gym as much, right? Because, you know, why put ourselves into that sweat pool right now?
Well, and also, I mean, I sort of did this as well. I was going to spin class 3 times a week before COVID hit, and then I decided to just buy a spin bike at home, and so I do my SoulCycle classes at home. And it's just so much easier because you're not driving somewhere. You know, I get it. Right. Like, the home gym thing, I don't even know if it's necessarily COVID-related anymore. I think people are just so used to the convenience of being able to work out in your own home. It's great.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then upgraded outdoor space. So kind of a no-brainer there.
That
but,
makes
I mean,
sense,
I think you're going to see, now that we're jumping into spring, people are really starting to engage with outdoor projects. So decks, patios, landscaping, and really stepping it up. I mean, having speaker systems out there, making sure the Wi-Fi is solid outside. You know, I love to work on my front porch. I'm fortunate to have a porch in my house. I always joke it's my north office. So I'll just sit out on the porch with my laptop and my cell phone. That's all I need.
Yeah, I love a front porch. The house I grew up in had a beautiful wraparound porch. It was an old house. But we did not have an open concept. So it's interesting. I wonder if older houses maybe now have a little more viability on the market because they don't have all those open floor plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's definitely changing. This could have been a cycle that we went through, you know, maybe 10 years from now, right? But because of the pandemic, it influenced it and kind of pushed it forward.
Yeah, and I keep reading that, you know, the real estate market is super hot still, and the prices keep going up. There's just no inventory. So it's kind of interesting of what people are looking for.
Yep.
But make sure to check out Tom's podcast, moneypit.com/podcast, to find it, or anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. And Tom Kay, as always, we love having you as our home improvement guru. It is 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.